This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're on Saturday Magazine with Nevena and Fiona, and we're joined by a wonderful guest, aren't we, Fiona?
Well, we are joined by the marvellous community cultural icon, Brenton Geyer. Welcome to the program, Brenton.
Oh, it's always great to be here in the Joy Studios, Fiona, and it's great to be back.
So lovely to see you.
I was interested to listen in to your previous guest about the concept of retirement earlier.
Oh, and
it's
something
that really freaks me out entirely on a number of levels, because I'm nearly 60, you know.
No.
And yes. So, and I wake up every morning thinking, "Oh, am I going to make it? Am I going to make it?" And I do. I'm getting there. So, but with that sort of whole idea of becoming that age, the thought of retirement comes into your head, doesn't it?
It does, and it's complicated because you want it, but you also don't want it at the same time.
And like you, I don't feel I will ever retire. On multiple levels, I need the money.
Yes.
Working, I want to have a lifestyle.
Well, that's right. I mean, you've got a role with the Living Positive, which is where we often intersect, and that is a marvellous organisation, and no doubt they would want your expertise and your talents forever.
But my career path has been quite a roller coaster. I've managed to move through a career choices like a lot of people have hot dinners.
It's been very fluid though.
It's been a wild ride, and it's been constant, and it's never been disappointing, and it's always been great. And I think it will continue to be that way.
I think that's incredible, and many people should wish for such an interesting and exciting life.
Thank you. Yes.
But of course, so much of that has been in the arts community, and your long-term involvement with many of our most established arts organisations and arts festivals is well known. You're on the ground in the very early days for the marvellous Midsummer Festival.
Yes, during the 90s, really, I was. I played a number of roles on the board of Midsummer, as well as as a staff member, the festival director for a number of years through the 90s. So Midsummer is embedded into my cultural DNA.
Which is the main reason, aside from seeing your lovely face, is to have you in the studio today, to have a little unpack of the Midsummer Festival. Because, of course, you know, while we might be thinking about celebrating right now, there is a ton of incredible things coming up in just a few weeks. You are going to share with us your top picks.
Well, it's hard to select just a few. I have managed to do so after I picked up the program guide at the program launch earlier in December. I just put the guide down on my coffee table and didn't open it for a long time until the invitation to come on today was presented to talk about my top picks. I thought I'd better get my act together, only to find that there are over 200 events to choose from.
Incredible.
Over all of Victoria. An event that really popped out, sprung out at me as a real gem for this year's lineup is part of the visual arts program, and it's called the GLAD Project. Now, GLAD being short for Gladys Moncrief.
Oh, now, Brenton, tell us more.
Well, most people, I think most Australians associate the name Gladys Moncrief with everything else Australian, like Pavlova and all that. But if you're like me, you know the name, but who is Gladys Moncrief? Who was Gladys Moncrief? I didn't know, except that she was some sort of fixture in Australia's cultural scene for many years. So I did some research, and it turns out that Gladys Moncrief was big in the musical theatre world in Australia, born in Bundaberg in Queensland in 1892 and living through until 1976.
Wow.
And having a career not only here in Australia but in the UK as a musical theatre performer. She became known as Australia's Queen of Song.
Oh, incredible.
And finally, as Al Glad. And she received an OBE for her work in the performance industries. Now, as part of the visual arts program, curator Angela Bailey, who is the president of the Melbourne or the Australian Queer Archives, has put together an exhibition highlighting the career of Gladys Moncrief and her her life with long-term companion, read between the lines, Elsie Wilson.
Now, that's extraordinary.
I think this is going to be fascinating for people who, like me, have heard the name Gladys Moncrief over and over but never really known what that's all about. So I think that's going to be very, very revealing for a lot of people. Real insight into an Australian icon, a lesbian Australian icon apparently, and I'm sure that will all be revealed in the exhibition.
So do you think there will be sort of historical photographs of their lives, or is it a little bit more or is it interpretations by other artists?
I'm yet to know, and I think that will that will be revealed. But it is part of a initiative from the Australian Performing Arts Collection of the Victorian Arts Centre.
I think I'd love to know more about that.
And it's going to be held, in fact, here at the where we are today at the Joy Studios in the Victorian Pride Centre Pride Gallery.
Amazing.
Over the duration of the festival.
Well, I'm very much looking forward to that and hearing more. Mm. What else do you have?
I can't let this opportunity go by without giving a shout out to my mates at Temperance Hall in South Melbourne, who do, I think, the best, who produce and deliver the best queer performance work in Australia at the moment. Headed up by the dance supremo Philip Adams from Ballet Lab. Now they are programming a great little collection of works over the duration of this midsummer called Owl Plus Anthem. And it's a multimedia production and a collaboration between a number of artists and performers on at Temperance Hall in South Melbourne. Now, they always do really queer stuff, really worth... it's very challenging. It's loud and it's brash and it's sexy and it's sometimes gory. I also want to mention at this time and congratulate Philip Adams Ballet Lab and Temperance Hall on getting the commission to produce a new work for Sydney World Pride.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes, it is actually quite extraordinary. I'm familiar with what they're going to be doing.
Perhaps like me, you saw the preview, the work in progress last year.
Yes, it is called Triptych.
Triptych.
It will be part of Sydney World Pride and there will be there will be a showing of that particular exhibition work by Philip during a new dance festival that's coming up in March called Frame. That'll be in March.
Yeah, okay.
Stay tuned for that.
Yeah, I'm heading to Sydney for World Pride. To go to the opening of Triptych, so impressed I was with the work in progress that I saw.
It will be very challenging, that work, for a lot of people. And also with the Sydney World Pride, it's a ballot situation. So the ballots are it's already allocated.
And I would imagine that had been exhausted already.
Yes, well and truly.
I know that on a different level, looking at the ticket allocations for all the parties, there's just nothing going. So it's like we've missed the boat there. But luckily I'll be going up for a weekend of cultural exploitation.
That sounds wonderful. But back to Victoria.
Yes.
And some other midsummer events, because, I mean, whether it's performance or music or dance or parties.
Just merely on a practical level, if you're coming to the Pride Centre to see the GLAD project, which I mentioned before, on at the same time in the gallery space at the Pride Centre is Queens of the Pub, a photographic exhibition by stylists and photographers Gerard O'Connor and the late Mark Vasiak. And it's that they do, Mark died recently, so this body of work was produced most recently as last year. And they do really highly stylized, glamorous, exotic and erotic large format photography. And this exhibition called Queens of the Pub is an ode to the punks of St Kilda.
That's going to be incredible. So do you think there might be some material from the former gay bar down at Prince?
Well, there'd be a lot, I think, from right up to the Seaview Ballroom.
Oh, my goodness. At the
George,
it.
You know, right down to the Prince of Wales sticky carpet days.
Mm-hmm. Yes. My goodness.
So we'll all get our Vivienne Westwood gear out. for that.
That sounds extraordinary. Now, of course, that is a part of our St Kilda history, I mean, I certainly lived through some of those early days that, you know, it doesn't exist anymore and it really is something worth reliving.
The Midsummer Program quote says, Gerard and Mark honour the powerful, rich history of Melbourne's seaside playground in arresting style. And having seen the work myself already, it's certainly arresting in its visual power. So I really recommend, while you're here, seeing the Gladys Moncrief show, Queens of the Pub's also on. I've managed to find another little gem.
Ooh.
This time we go over north side. We go to the Hare Hole in Johnson Street, Fitzroy. And some of you may have seen the documentary on the ABC recently about Julie Peters.
Yes.
Julie Peters is a trans woman who has a long history with the ABC television. And the documentary described her coming out, so to speak, whilst in the employment of the ABC. And Julie is doing a one-woman show called Julie Peters is Mutton. And mutton is the new lamb, apparently.
In this economy, it sure is.
Yeah. So I think this is going to be a great little insight and a great little chance to meet more about Julie Peters, probably on a more personal level than the ABC documentary revealed. But it goes through her photo archives and talks about her attitudes to trans and the attitudes that she's received as a trans woman through her journey of life and coming out.
And what a journey it has been. For people who don't know, Julie was the first openly trans woman to run for several elections. So that was all the way back in the 90s. She's run on multiple levels of government. So if anyone wants to find out a little bit more about queer history and politics, and as well as the incredible achievements in her career, that would be a fabulous show. I will definitely be going down to that.
Yes, and I did actually see that documentary on ABC. It was extraordinary. So no doubt you could watch it on iView if you wish.
Yeah, it will be on iView, and it's coming to life to some extent over Midsummer in the form of Julie Peters is Mutton.
Now, of course, Brenton, we have run out of time very quickly. Is there any one last show that you might like to mention?
Well, the hit party will be the new Gertrude Street and Smith Street party.
Oh, yes, Victoria's
Pride. You know, that was a sensation. Its inaugural appearance last year was a sensation, most unexpected to everybody. It was such a success that the government, the Victorian government and others and Midsummer have funded it to happen again.
And it's going to be bigger than
And
better
it
than
won't just be this year confined to inner city Melbourne. The concept of Victoria Pride will be extended to regional Victoria in various capacities.
We have a summer of fun ahead of us, which I think we will all enjoy after 2022, which was a little bit of a tricky year.
Yes.
We got to admit. Thank you, Brenton. We're so happy to see you, and and thanks for your tips and suggestions. And of course, everyone, get onto the Midsummer website and find some gems for yourself, as well as check out some of Brenton's ideas. Thank you, Brenton.
And Merry Christmas to you all.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Brenton.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.